You can never be too rich, too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, my name is Jeffrey Lee Parsons. I'm 18 years old. I'm 6'4", 320 pounds.
Whoa, big boy.
I go to high school in Minneapolis. I'm a senior, and I live in a middle-class suburban neighborhood known as Hopkins.
And I am proof that you can, in fact, be too geeky.
My neighbors describe me as a loner who drives too fast, likes baggy jeans, computers, and regularly change my hairstyle and color.
Did you see his hair in the news?
This, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the top acquisitions by our by the FBI when it comes to computer viruses.
Who are we talking about?
Jeffrey Lee Parson, the net virus suspect that's been arrested in Minneapolis.
Well, they're moron for short.
They're calling the Blaster Master.
Yeah, unfortunately, the reality is he actually just modified the original, so that he's not the one that actually wrote the original code. He just took the original code and did some really intelligent things, like added or changed the actual file to represent his alias online, which is T-Kids. That's right. What he calls himself, T-Kids Online. But that wasn't enough. I mean, that wasn't enough of a clue to help the FBI, which I think probably a desk clerk, I think you referred to.
Yeah, the desk clerk at the FBI could have hunted him down with that. That was enough, but he made it even easier.
Yeah. He admitted to including code that directed each of the infected computers to contact the website www.t33kid.com, which is registered, and then try to register these infected people. Of course, the website's registered to this moron.
At his home address.
Home address.
His real name.
So, yeah, so somebody went, click, 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 let's go see this guy.
Bonehead of the day.
I can't believe it. This is so ridiculous. We've got the Office of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, the FBI going after this guy. Unfortunately, you know, it's kind of an empty victory as far as I'm concerned. His particular variation, it was the second variation of the blaster, they say infected as many as 7,000 computers.
Which is nothing compared to the real
500,000, yeah, that it did.
Yeah.
So, can the word scapegoat be used here, or patsy, or we're going to make an example out of this guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the guy they can catch, so, you know, at least it's something. It makes people feel a little bit better.
I'm not downplaying it. I think they should go after him and throw the book at him. 10 years, $250,000, you know, whatever they can
do. They should actually tie him to a stick and throw books at him.
Okay, but folks, if your
not
parents...
Not just throw the book at him, the proverbial book. Actually throw physical books, like stoning almost.
Well, that'd be good. Maybe a Internet for Dummies book or something, huh? Or Hacking for Dummies, maybe? This guy needs some lessons on how to be
Or the book entitled...
Yeah, there you go.
Hit him with a Unix man.
All right, so here's the deal. If you parents out there that have a very computer-literate child, if they drive too fast, they tend to be loners, wear baggy pants, which pretty much is all of them now, right?
Right.
And they change their hair regularly.
Check for pipe bombs.
Can you imagine what the parents of this kid?
Now, you know what? That actually brings up an interesting point. Are the parents responsible because he's underage?
Oh, he's not underage. He's 18.
Oh, I thought he was 17.
He is an adult.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean that the parents aren't, you know, I mean, look at... They are feeling much shame.
Well, yeah. They'll have to move now.
If you let the rule the computer in your house, this is the kind of thing that happens. So if you are a parent that feels like, I can't catch up with my kid, I have no idea what they're doing, take this to heart. Don't let this happen, because that's what happens when they control the technology.
I actually heard he's not only ruling the computer in the house, the FBI seized his 7 computers.
Yes.
He's doing a little more than ruling the computer.
You know, if
he's ruling the house with 7 of them.
If your child plays sports and is very social and you see them hanging out with other people and they happen to be really good with computers, that typically is not the profile of these muyucks. M-U-Y-O-O-K, I think.
M-U-Y-O-O-K.
Yuck, yes.
Yeah.
M-O-O-Y-U-K, I think. Right. But if your child tends to not really socialize, that's the first part of that little profile that they talk about. Younger, kind of...
But that's a whole other show entirely.
It is?
Speaking of muyucks.
Oh, yeah. Hey! There's an older version of a muyuck.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Louie. It was an opportunity I could not pass up.
Hey, you know.
Yeah,
what
well,
are you gonna
thank
do?
You. You know, I was thinking about the idea of Bonehead of the Day.
You can't top Jeffrey Parson.
No, but I think I can come pretty close. This may be Bonehead for the day, not for the month.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, anyway, the media said that this guy did about several $1 billion worth of damage, they figured.
No. The media twists it a little bit. What they said was, that sounds confusing, they said that the blaster worm did several $1 billion worth of damage,
okay,
and that this kid had a variant. Now, his particular portion of it, since it was 7,000 of the more than 500,000 computers that were infected, there's a big difference there. So
I see what you're saying. Okay, can I see you on the other side of the break?
Oh, why not?
I don't know if you'll see us. We are on the actual radio here.
It's Muyuk Central here on the computer corner. If you're a Muyuk, go ahead and give us a holler at 602-277-5827, or even if you're not a Muyuk.
Or if you're a digital Muyuk, at our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and towards the bottom you'll see links to ask a question or make a suggestion, which you can do so live on the air, kind of.
And when we come back, the much-anticipated continuation of Louis' whatever it is that he was babbling about.
It's two Muyuks with a guy named Garrett and Louis on the phone, who's the third Muyuk that rounds that whole thing out, huh?
Something like that. Two turntables and a microphone. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella, who might say something today.
Stuttering Garrett Pella. We just came up with something.
So eloquently, yes.
And the divine Miss M controlling everything back there. It's the Computer Corner. Stay tuned.